Hi, I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. Coming up on today's show, should public policy trump personal choice? We'll talk to an expert about New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's attempted soda ban and the line between public health concerns and individual freedom.
But first, if the smell of new carpets and freshly painted walls makes you ill, that's because you're breathing in VOCs, volatile organic compounds, which can cause headaches and breathing problems. Most people know to open windows and ventilate rooms to reduce exposure. But what about the other hidden hazards in our home? Are we bringing in other substances that are causing us harm?
Our guest Sloan Barnett has been a television and print journalist for over 15 years and was a Consumer and Green contributor on NBC's Today Show. She's the author of the New York Times best-selling book, Green Goes With Everything, Simple Steps to a Healthier Life and a Cleaner Planet.
Welcome to Take Care, Sloan Barnett.
Well, so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Sloan, you know, we all try to do our best for our families and ourselves. We keep a clean home, raise healthy kids, and we try to eat well. So it is really disturbing to hear that so much of what we come in contact with can harm us. And you know this from personal experience, right?
I do. You know, I got into this movement, and I would call it that specifically, many years ago when my son Spencer ended up in the ICU, and we didn't know what was wrong. All we knew is he couldn't breathe, and his heart was pounding right out of his shirt. A young child, we were obviously very, very scared. The doctors told us that he had something called reactive airways dysfunction syndrome. Really, what we call that is asthma. And ultimately, we knew that our son's condition had to either be genetic or environmental. Neither my husband nor I had any family history of asthma going back for four generations, so we had to conclude that the cause was environmental. And that's when I went to change everything about the way that I was living, really to save my son. As you said, I've been a journalist for a long, long time and a consumer reporter, so I knew how to kind of dig right in and do my research. And it didn't take long to discover that the United States is literally in the midst of an asthma epidemic. The numbers are scary. 1 in 10 school-age children has asthma. That's 9 million kids plus with the disease. The rates under 5 have increased 160% since 1980. And so you had to ask, well, why, right? Why these crazy alarming rates? And why was it happening to my son? And I immediately found these 6 well-designed epidemiological studies that found an answer, a link between asthma and the use of conventional cleaning products. And imagine, that stopped me cold, because that meant that the cause of his asthma could have been me. I was poisoning my own child. And so I wanted to know, as I know all of your listeners do, what it meant to live clean, to live better. And again, I found out that, you know, we all think that pollution is the, you know, what you talked about, coming out of tailpipes, the smog over L.A. But in fact, the real pollution is indoors, where we spend 90% of our time. The air inside, and here's the real key point, is 2 to 5 times worse than the air outside. Why? Well, it's a result of these seemingly sort of benign products with which we wash our clothes, our dishes, our teeth, our floors. We unwittingly bring all of these things into our home in shopping bags. And what I would say is that the chemicals that have been introduced over the last several decades have brought amazing convenience, which we all enjoy, let's be honest. But it's taken an enormous toll on our health. We inhale them, we swallow them, we absorb them through our skin. And the scariest part of all, of the top 3,000 selling chemicals in the U.S., only 7% have been fully tested for safety. So you've got to ask, you know, why such alarming rates of cancer, allergy, disease? And finally, science is suggesting a link between these illnesses and the chemicals that we're surrounded to and buy every day.
So let's break it down just so that we can not miss anything and find out what you think are the biggest offenders. So cleaning products, we know, are a real issue. How did you go about identifying which ones might have been affecting your son and which ones are the biggest offenders?
Well, it's not that hard, but this is an area that really brings a lot of good news. It's not that hard to find out which ones, because all you have to do is read the ingredient list, and I will assure you, look around your house, go under your kitchen sink, you won't be able to pronounce any of the ingredients and the things that you're splashing, pouring, spritzing all over your home, and that obviously you smell, and so do your children too. The minute you can smell that clean, fresh feeling that you hear about on television, you know that those are chemicals. Really, clean shouldn't have a smell. That's a line I've used over and over again. Clean should really just smell like nothing. What we don't want to do is cover dirt with all sorts of synthetic petrochemicals that will give it an odor that might not smell like the dirt, but smells like something else that we shouldn't be inhaling every day. So here's the great news about the cleaning products. It's not hard, and I won't sacrifice effectiveness, and it'll cost you less when you switch. So you're going to take a big, large, heavy-duty garbage bag and go all around your kitchen, especially under your sink. In fact, go all around your house, because I bet there are cleaning products everywhere, the bathroom, the basement, everywhere you store stuff. And you're going to find that all of these products are hidden all around your home. Take them all, take the day, put them in one big bag. Anything that says danger or poison, they go first, please. And ditch any cleaners that list chlorine, ammonia as their active ingredients. They can be dangerous, too. And then they're so bad that I suggest you call your local sanitation department. Tell them what you've got and ask them how to dispose of them safely. Please don't pour them down the sink. Please don't just put them in your normal trash. The sanitation department will tell you how best to dispose of these really, really bad guys and where to put them safely and away from your children. And then you're going to take a deep breath and you're going to say goodbye to the old life. And you're going to embrace your new life by buying a non-toxic, biodegradable line of cleaners, which in most cases will do as good or better job than what you had before. It's really a matter of getting used to not smelling the pine, cinnamon, oranges that you're used to in those cleaners and getting ready for a clean, for clean, clean, that's what I call it, for something that doesn't smell like something else that you've brought into your home and that you're now inhaling.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And we're talking to Sloan Barnett. I just want to ask you one question about not just the cleaning products, but you had mentioned that one of the phrases you use is clean should not have an odor. What about the products that really have proliferated so much, and that is air fresheners, both aerosol air fresheners, plug-in air fresheners that do bring a pleasant, supposedly pleasant odor into your home? Can you talk to us about the dangers of those air fresheners?
They're not fresh. They're not so fresh. Open your windows is what I would tell you. That's a much better plan. All you're really doing is covering existing smell in your home with petrochemicals, with synthetics, with things that are bad for you, for your children, for your pets. All of us are breathing in these things all day, all night. We get so used to them, we don't even smell them anymore. And really, all they are is a mask for something else.
Well, I know there have been recent studies suggesting that some of them might be endocrine disruptors. So I know that's a problem. To be quite honest with you, I might like the smell of cinnamon and apples around the holidays. I mean, sometimes I do boil cinnamon on a stove. I learned that. But that doesn't last. So I don't fault anybody for wanting their home to have a certain scent if there was a safe way to do it. One of my friends asked about scented candles. Do you know?
Oh,
yeah, bad.
No,
okay.
No.
Okay.
So I don't want to become the doomsday. I am a serious moderate. I always like to say I don't live in a log cabin, I don't bake my own bread, and I wear leather shoes. I don't want to ruin anyone's day. I think we take these things day by day. No, they're not good for you. No, those glamorous candles that we all bring as hostess gifts do not bring anything good into our home. But some people really, really like them. So light one every now and again. Try to pick a safer version. You see, these things now all come in safer, better, greener versions. And again, open your windows, even those that live in cold areas. Open them for a few minutes and then close them again. Allow the fresh air to come into your home. It's a much better option than the sprays and the scented candles and the plug-ins, and you'll be doing your family a really good service.
All right. In terms of doing our family a good service, one of the things that I have two daughters, we go shopping for products, shampoo, soaps, you name it. And personal care products, you know, especially with teenagers, they can be very fussy about this. And I would like to think that I'm applying good things to my skin, but that can even be a problem area.
There's no doubt. The bathroom, I think, is the place that makes people the most nervous. You see, in the cleaning products, there is no doubt that there are green cleaners that work just as well or better. You're doing a great job for the planet. We should mention that when you buy a super concentrated cleaning product because you're adding your own water, saving enormous amounts of packaging from the landfill. In the bathroom, it's not quite as straightforward. And again, I like to be very honest when I talk about these things. I mean, let's start with the fact that if you're like most Americans, you use an average of 9 products containing about, ready, 126 unique ingredients every day. It becomes this sort of dizzying array of chemicals, fragrances, and again, as I've said, most of them synthetic petrochemicals, many of them potentially toxic. All true, but are you going to be able to live without that favorite lipstick or that, or your teenager be able to do without the hairspray?
No.
Perhaps not, but you can do better. And so what I suggest to people is when you go to replace something in your makeup bag or something from your shower shelf, go and try a better choice. You might just find that it works as well or a little better, and you might be delighted. Those that you can't live without, don't replace, but try slowly but surely to convince your teenager. I find that teenagers really respond, my little kids do, to the planet, to green, to the landfill, to their health. They are concerned about these things. Don't underestimate how they feel about them. And when we are consuming 4 to 5 pounds of lipstick every year, you might, oh yes, you heard me right, you might want to consider a safer choice. And so slowly but surely is where I go in the beauty department because, you know, women take these things very, very seriously and they're not ready to take the big garbage bag. And so I don't ever suggest that for the bathroom. I think these things are one day at a time. But I mean, what I will tell you is, you know, of the nearly like 400 products sold in the U.S., they contain chemicals that are prohibited for use in cosmetics outside of this country. We are not testing. We are not doing our job in this country of testing the things that we are exposing our citizens to. And so I would tell you that you do have to be concerned. And it is important step by step to try to convince your family that there are better choices. Paint your toes and not your hands. Start slowly. There are ways to do better.
You're listening to Take Care on WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And we are talking with Sloan Barnett, the author of Green Goes With Everything. We're talking about hazards in the home and the things we unwittingly bring into our home that cause real problems. Now, Sloan, you mentioned that we consume, I cringe to think about it, 4 to 5 pounds of lipstick a year. Let's talk about those things that we intentionally consume, as in food and drink. You're telling us in your book that there are problems with this as well.
Well, unfortunately, there are. And another place that I think it's pretty straightforward to do better. I mean, most of the food that we eat has been treated or injected with synthetic chemicals, you know, and that starts at the beginning, right, from the seed to the table. Pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, hormones, preservatives, you name it. I mean, we've all heard it. And so today's a great day to start. To do better. The research points all in the direction of staying away from, you know, what I say, shop the perimeter of the grocery store, stay away from the center of the grocery store where the processed food is. Try your best to look for the USDA. I mean, this is one place where the government does do well. They are officially labeling organic food. You know where you're paying for something that's being grown and produced in a better manner. And so look for that. Look for locally grown meats, dairies, fruits, vegetables. And so this is the arena in which I always hear, well, it's too expensive. I can't do it. And that's where you have to actually be smart. You can be a better shopper, a smarter shopper. You don't have to buy everything organic. I never suggest that. I say be smart with your organic dollars. Prioritize. Start with milk. You have to buy organic milk, and it is a little more expensive, and it's worth it. Meat, hormone-free, How about a meatless Monday? We have meatless Monday in our home, and by the way, nobody has complained. It's gone very, very well. And then you have to worry about these sort of what I call the thin-skinned fruits and vegetables, those that really can't protect themselves, like berries, like peaches.
I had a question yesterday when I was shopping. I'm trying to incorporate blueberries into my diet. They're constantly being lauded as so good for you. And I noticed, nothing against Chile, but the blueberries they have in the market now are from Chile. And they said organic. And I know you're supposed to eat local and buy local, but you have months, many months where there are no local blueberries. So I'm standing there trying to decide two things. One, am I better off not eating local, but getting whatever benefits blueberries have? And two, how do I know what standards Chile has for organic blueberries? And do I really believe they're organic? So I'm a skeptic. In the end, I didn't get the blueberries. And I thought to myself, if I had the right answer, I would do it. So I'm just curious on that one thing. What would you do in a situation like that?
It's an excellent question and a loaded question. What I would tell you is we're supposed to try to eat seasonal. The best place to shop is at your local farmer's market. And by the way, there are farmer's markets everywhere now, even in New York City, my favorite at Union Square. And yes, we also have gotten quite used to the advantages of this kind of year-round agriculture. And that's exactly what you're talking about. Blueberries are not in season where you live right now, but you can get them all year round, and they come from other places. You can trust the USDA organic stamp. They don't take it lightly. They mean it. And if it says it, you're paying for something that actually has been regulated.
But what about if it's coming in from another country? Do they just take the word of that country, or do they do any tests as it comes in?
You know, I don't work for the Department of Agriculture, but I do trust and I do stand behind what our government says. When they stamp something with the USDA stamp, I believe in it. And I think you can trust it. Should you buy blueberries out of season? It's not ideal, but again, you're going to pick that and then maybe give up something else that you can live without. If you really feel strongly about having the antioxidants in the blueberries, I get that. I love them. Then maybe you're going to bypass something else that's not in season, and that's where you make your compromise. It's all about doing the best you can. It's not about black or white. I think the minute you phrase it in that way, people give up, and they throw their hands up, and they run to McDonald's. It's easier. It's faster. It gets the job done. But instead, try to live somewhere in the middle. Try to do without the things that you can easily give up, and then go for things like the blueberries that you can't live without. Really, it's one day at a time. Take one step today to a healthier life, and you'll be doing yourself a great service.
Great advice today, Sloan. I feel excited and hopeful and a little discouraged at the same time. What about you, Linda?
I'm going home and grabbing a garbage bag.
Thank you so much.
That's what I want to hear. That's the good news, and that's the easiest place to start.
Sloan Barnett, our guest today on Take Care. Green goes with everything. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
I'm delighted. Bye-bye.
Sloan Barnett is a former Consumer and Green contributor on NBC's Today Show. She's the author of the New York Times best-selling book, Green Goes With Everything, Simple Steps to a Healthier Life and a Cleaner Planet. For more on Sloan Barnett and her book, visit the Take Care webpage at WRVO.org, where you can also download podcasts of our show.
Coming up next, should freedom of choice be protected when there's a larger public health concern that's costing taxpayers money? You're listening to Take Care on WRVO Public Media.